A man stood in the backyard of his house and looked up. In the fading light over the city there was a silence. Then, far in the distance, there came a whistle which grew into a roar and so into a thunder. A great airliner passed overhead, the sun shining on the underside of it. It seemed to hang heavily in the air as it slipped slowly to its landing place in the west, and the man was suddenly filled with a deep unease. He went into the house and said to his wife, whom he loved, "People can afford things that are expensive, but they can't afford the things that are necessary. All I want is peace and shelter, enough food and warmth, useful work. But I'm afraid they want to take my house to build a road. Bread and milk cost more every day. I have to pay whatever they ask for the heat they give me, and I don't believe the work I do is necessary to man. What must I do to be saved?" And his wife said, "Don't be so silly, you think too much. Get yourself to bed." But before he slept, the man went into the room where his two children lay in their beds, and for some time he watched them as they slept. The girl's hair was long and dark, and her younger brother, still almost a baby, was curled up with his face to the wall, clutching a long stick he had found. The man gently took away that stick in case his child should hurt himself. The longer he watched them sleep, the more his heart was troubled. Yet his children hardly stirred, though the airliners continued to descend heavily one after another through the evening air above them. That night, he lay down and dreamed a dream. In his dream, he found himself still in bed, so that at first he questioned whether he dreamed or woke. Then he heard a low thunder growing until it filled the sky and rumbled over the earth, and it grew so great that he leapt from his bed and looked out of the window. It was still light outside, and at first he could see nothing amiss. Then there reared up over the slate roofs of the suburbs a giant roller, many stories high and rolling straight towards him. There was a rending and crashing noise as buildings fell, and screams as people ran from their houses. And quickly he went back to his bed to wake his wife. But her blank face turned to him, and she said, "Don't be silly, you're dreaming." But a terror seized him, and he knew he must escape from the house. And in his dream he pulled at his wife, but in no way could he wake her again. And now the window was darkened by the shadow of the giant roller descending upon them, and the windows of the house opposite were falling onto the street below, and the bricks were beginning to bulge. He ran across the house to his children's room, but in his dream his legs would not move fast enough. The noise was intense in his ears, and his fear so great that he felt he must wake from his dream, and yet he could not. As he went to pick up his children from their beds, he saw the walls buckle and the ceiling fall and found himself treading on air. Then he was lying in the dust, amidst piles of broken rubble, as he saw the edge of the great circle of the roller move on through the side of another house and so onwards towards the heart of the city. For a moment he glimpsed the word "Progress" written on the back in letters of bright yellow. And then the giant roller was gone. And he now saw that where the roller had passed, there had been unrolled behind it a motorway road, which stretched in a straight line through the suburbs, its tarmac fresh and faintly steaming and already marked with white lines. And as the noise of destruction passed, he heard the noise of loudspeakers and music replacing it. And he looked back along the road to the west, where the sun was beginning to set. And along this wide road came a slow cavalcade of cars with flags on their bonnets. The first car drew up beside him, and from the back leapt briskly a bowler-hatted gentleman in a dark suit with some papers in his hand. "Are you by any chance Mr. Little?" he asked. Mr. Little could find no speech. "We're direct from Mr. Progress office, room 4001, Hall of Experts." Mr. Little stared. We're awfully sorry about everything. Let's check. House gone, wife dead, children missing. Right? Mr. Little tried to take this in.